Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office has confirmed that four people died when a Reach medical plane, a partner of Calor Lifelight, crashed in the early morning hours north of McKinleyville on Friday. The plane was en route from Crescent City to Oakland with three females and a male on board when the pilot declared an emergency and reported smoke in the cockpit and that he was returning to Crescent City. Search and rescue parties found the wreckage later Friday morning on private timberland in the Crennel area. Debris was spread over a quarter mile of heavily timbered ground. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board were on scene by Saturday, and the investigation into the cause of the crash is underway. The identities of the four victims are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. It's the second fatal private plane crash in the region in the past month. On the night of July 4th, a single-engine plane crashed into the ocean after it took off from Brookings, Oregon, killing all three on board. Sheriff's deputies went a long way in an attempt to arrest a suspect in an armed robbery in McKinleyville early yesterday morning. It was just after midnight when a man wearing a black hoodie and mask and carrying a backpack brandished a gun at the clerk of the Shell gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville and demanded cash. The clerk turned over money and the suspect fled the scene and was seen getting into a vehicle that then headed toward Blue Lake. A sheriff's deputy spotted the vehicle and a pursuit ensued, a pursuit that ran along Highway 299 and then to Highway 96 when deputies backed off just outside of Hoopa. The vehicle was later found in Hoopa, but the suspect had fled the scene and remains at large. Officers with the Fortuna Police Department conducted a probation search at a motel room in the 800 block of Main Street early yesterday morning, a search that resulted in two arrests related to meth trafficking. Fortuna officers arrested 22-year-old Silverio Sanchez and 43-year-old Brooke Roll, both of Fortuna, and confiscated more than 90 grams of meth. Both Sanchez and Roll were booked on possession and possession for sale charges. Arcata police arrested two men in connection with a shooting incident outside a residence on Stewart Avenue early Friday morning. Officers on scene found multiple bullet holes through a front window and the front siding of the house. There were residents inside at the time of the shooting, but no one was hurt, and they did provide a description of a vehicle seen leaving the scene. Arcata officers later located that vehicle and found a rifle in the back seat, and they arrested 18-year-old Benjamin Heideman and 22-year-old Connor Wright. Both were booked for attempted murder and a list of related charges. Jordan Christmas has news from the county.
Today, county officials will launch a new pilot program that will track all medical marijuana cultivated, produced, and distributed within the county with a track and trace program. The goal is to make sure that any medical marijuana produced in the county is up to par with local and state regulations, and the project comes at no cost to the county. The track and trace program will identify the cannabis by its county of origin, and it will ensure that it meets the standards listed under the county's medical marijuana land use ordinance.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario has had a busy summer, as the friendly city plays host to long-running events like the Rodeo and the Auto Expo. But his summer will be busier as we enter August, and new events are added to the city park's calendar. The Rodeo was always a well-attended event, and Candelario said the Rodeo not only draws visitors to the city, they have worked hard to upgrade the facilities at Rohnert Park, and that will help other events as well.
Now, the Rodeo went really well. We were really happy with it. Tons of participation, lots of people in town. You know, they've made a lot of improvements to the park there, so the Rodeo Board is doing a great job of supporting, you know, the city and supporting the park itself. Rohnert Park improves it for other events and other things going on throughout the rest of the year, too. So it's really a great win-win event.
Candelario spoke about a series of motorcycle races with the Flat Track Racing Club that will host races on four weekends in August, a group that draws riders and visitors from across the region, including Southern Oregon.
Motorcycle groups that are using the rodeo grounds at Rohnert Park, downtown Fortuna. They've scheduled four events on Saturdays and Sundays, to come down and race and have their little family events, which is, they had the first one, was very well received and well attended. So it was, you know, it was the first one, and they did pretty well, and they've actually asked if they can schedule more dates. They already have four on the calendar, and they want to do a couple others, so that'll be nice.
According to Candelario, Fortuna will also enjoy the circus this month when the Flynn Street Circus sets up its tents at Newburgh Park in the coming weeks. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.